I'd like to share a bit of encouragement with you about the power of God and through his prayer. I've been coming to church now since 1989, 25 years. But you know, I've had a wishy-washy Christian relationship. You know what I mean? I've been in and out more times than you can say, or whatever. You know what I mean? I've come to church late, sat at the back. When the meeting's finished, I'll be gone. I wasn't really taking God's word seriously. And 4 years ago now, back in 2010, in June 2010, I was in a very bad state. I was backslidden. Me and my wife was going through a very, very bad time. It looked like I was getting divorced. You know, after a lot of years we've been married, we've been happily married, but some things happened and I was going through a depression. I had my mum was dying with lung cancer, and I was going down taking care of her every weekend, and coming home, me and my wife, me and Linda, we were probably for a week, we'd say two or three words to one another, and that'd be it. I'd be sleeping on the settee more times, and never slept in my own bed, we'd be arguing and going. But it wasn't her, she was still walking with the Lord, she was trying to go, but it was me, I was changing, I was going through a bad time. As I said, my mum was dying with lung cancer. And I got so depressed, I thought the only way I could do this, deal with this, is to kill myself. And I'll be out of it. And I got up, and I've got a stables where I live. I got up, I put a rope over the beam of the stables, climbed up the step ladder, put it around my neck, but I just couldn't do it. I couldn't face it, I couldn't do it. I wanted to do it, but I just never had the strength to do it. If someone would have come along to me and said, look, I'm going to rob you, I'm going to pound off you, or I'm going to shoot you, I would have said, please shoot me. So I wanted to go. I didn't want to do it myself. I never had the courage to do it. I wanted to die. And a week later, I went down to look after my mum on a Friday, as I normally did. And while I was there, I took ill. She rang an ambulance for me. Well, my brother would come over, he rang an ambulance for me. And they took me to the hospital, expecting I was having a heart attack. When I went in there, done all the x-rays, done all the blood tests, done all the chest x-rays and everything. And about an hour goes by, he comes back to me and says, you've not got a heart attack, you're not having a heart attack, you've not had one, it doesn't look like you're going to have one. He said, but do you smoke? I said, yes, I smoke all my life since I was a little boy. My brother was there, he's unsaved, he's my brother, and my boy Jack, he was there with me. And he said, come on, I want to show you something. So he takes me into this private room, my brother in it there, and he gets up on the screen, the x-ray my chest, and he says, that there, he says, what you can see there, he says, it's, I believe, it's lung cancer you've got. Now, my mum's dying with lung cancer. She's got a few months left, she's dying, you know what I mean? And I don't know if anybody's ever seen anybody go through cancer. It's a terrible, terrible thing, you know what I mean? It's a terrible thing, cancer. And he said, don't take my word for it, he said. He put it on a disc for me, on a CD disc. He's taken to another doctor, he said, get a second opinion. So I come on, took this to my doctor. My doctor put it on a screen, she got it all up. And she got up and she hugged me and kissed me. She said, sorry, Mr. Smith, she said, I believe you've got cancer. She said, lung cancer. Now I'm not going to church for everything, you know. And then she said, give it to the Lord, she said. Come back to church and give it to the Lord, she said, let the Lord do all it for you. And I think Anne at the time, he was going to pick the mate, but at the same time Anne was. And she'd been going every week, so they'd been praying for me. I don't know, they'd been praying anything for me. And I just got up on a Thursday night, I think it was. I said, I'm going to make a new decision. I said, follow the Lord. I couldn't sleep. You know, a week before, I wanted to die. I didn't care what happened. And now I am going to die, probably. I don't want to die. The situation's turned around. She said, well, just give it. So I went back to Beaconacre Church. I seen Mushy for the first time. I said, I want to set the Lord back in my life. I never asked for a prayer for healing or anything like that. And he prayed for me. I set the Lord back in my life. But before, I couldn't sleep. I was just, you know, no peace whatsoever. I couldn't sleep. I went home that night. I promise you now, I slept like a baby. I had peace, so much in my heart with God, I was a step like a baby. It was unreal. And me and Linda went, a week later, we went to Southend Hospital. And I went for all the scans and everything and that. I've had two doctors tell me I've got lung cancer. And I had to go back the following week for the results. But you know, when, as I said, if you see someone going through cancer, sometimes the treatment you get is worse than what the cancer is. And I watched my mum go through it, and she had to stop the treatment because the treatment was going to kill her before the cancer was. So I didn't want to go through another treatment. You know what I mean? I've seen that, I've been seeing what's all happening and everything. And I had to go back a week later for the results. You know, if you get a toothache, you get a box of paracetamol, it doesn't ease it very much, does it? It eases off a little bit, but it doesn't cure it, does it? But I'll tell you something, I never took a paracetamol. Not as much as a paracetamol. When I went back for the results, the doctor looked at me and my wife, and he said, I don't believe it. He said, whatever was there, he said, it's gone. He said, you're clean from head to toe, you've got no cancer in your body whatsoever. He said, what was there is gone. My wife said, thank God. He said, yes indeed, you thank God. Yeah. And you know, sometimes it takes a miracle in our lives to try to serve the Lord. But since then, I've done everything I can to serve the Lord. You know, I never ever used to have a Bible, I never used to go home and study the Bible or learn it. But since then, I've really, you get out what you put in.
Amen.
You know, if you want to put in, God's willing to give you something back in return. You know, I was like, thank the Lord, but I've never had, you know, I've been healthy since. I was like, praise the Lord for it. Encouraged, you know what I mean? He's a prayer answer from God.
Amen.
And his power in his prayer, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.